Uncle, is this it?
Yes, this is the town. Not much further to go. So, I guess we'd better get started.
Sure.
It's a big town and busy. But remember, it's quite different to back home. So be careful. Don't get into any fights. Nobody's going to bail you out here. You're completely on your own.
Yeah, I know.
The heat's making me real thirsty. There, let's get a drink, huh? Two.
Yes.
Nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Fix me a drink with ice. Hot ice. If you can fix that, I'll pay you double what you usually charge. Hmm? Quite a cute chick.
Say, that's right. Not bad. Quite cute.
Leave me alone.
Let's have a look at you, baby, yeah? Come on. Come on.
You stay baby. Still.
Come
stop
on,
it.
Give us a little kiss.
Remember your promise.
Come on, let's have a little look at the mess.
Take your hands off.
Don't play hot to get.
Dumplings, dumplings. Nice hot dumplings. They're hot and fresh.
Oh. Come back.
The eggs. All of them.
Oh. That's a dollar.
What?
You've got to pay me for all the dumplings.
What?
You cheeky boy! Get out of here! Go on, beat it!
What's wrong?
They stole my dumplings and they beat me up!
Hmm? Where'd you beat the kid up?
Mind your own business!
Chen.
You mean Cousin Chen?
Yeah.
You there! Hold it!
To see you.
Just arrived. Came up on the morning ferry. Now meet your cousin here.
Oh, you mean this is
Chen Chouan.
Oh, good to see you.
Oh, it's Uncle.
Hey, come on. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, hello.
Hi. Good to see you. How do
this
you do?
My nephew, Chen Chouan.
My name's Ashan.
I'm Ai Yin.
I'm Ai Wang.
And I'm Ai Pei.
I'm Ai Cheng.
My name's Argun. I'm the smart one, the one with the brains.
Cheng Chouan.
Right. Now let's all go sit down.
Yeah.
Hey, fetch Uncle's things in.
Over there. Huh? Have a seat. Come in, fellas. Sit down.
Yes.
Well, Uncle, how are things back in the old country?
Not good. We've had an awful lot of bad floods recently. Caused no end of damage. And quite a few people drowned, too.
Uncle, have some tea.
Hey, now. Look at that, huh? She's grown real pretty, hasn't she?
This is our youngest sister, Chow Mei. And this is your cousin, Chang Chow An.
How do you do? Have some tea.
Thank you.
Uncle.
Yeah?
Tell me now, how's old Mr. Chang?
Oh, poor guy. He got TB. Died 5 months ago. He left a big family.
Uncle, what about the Chang girl, Yu Fang?
Yu Fang? She left home last year, met the stranger and married him.
Uncle, do you remember old Mr. Wong here? He went back home last month. Said he was going to try and find himself a wife there. Do you see him?
Old Wong?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. And who can afford a wife these days? Mm. That big tea house that used to be next door went bankrupt last month. No business. Mm. Everybody pulling out. Mm. All heading for the towns. Because there's no hope for them on the land. You're all better off down here, I tell you.
Yeah, I guess we are, sure.
Well, I wrote and told you why I was coming down here.
Yes, I know.
There just weren't any jobs to find up there for my nephew here.
Don't you worry. It's all fixed up. I've spoken to the factory manager. I'm taking Chang up with me tomorrow morning.
Thanks very much.
Chow Mei, you go and buy some food and drink. We'll have a party tonight.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's have a party.
Thank you.
Yeah, celebrate.
Just remember what I told you.
What he asks you? You kill him.
But no more.
Hey, they're coming.
Hey,
see come on.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. There you are. How are you? I'll take him in to meet the manager.
Thank you.
Now, you take him over there.
My father says this shipment's important, so get it out quick.
Sure. We'll fix it tonight and get it out tomorrow. No problem at all.
Well, I'll get back. See you soon.
Sure. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Please. Thanks again. See you later. Goodbye. Xu Jin, is this the friend you told me about?
That's right. This is Cheng Chao An, my cousin. The manager.
Hello there. I'm very glad that you could come along. We need some more help here. So then, you can start tomorrow.
Thanks. You heard? You start work tomorrow.
Good. Thanks a lot.
Please don't mention it. That's what relatives are for. And now that's been settled, let's go live it up.
That looks like Mrs. Ma.
Hmm?
Mrs. Ma, why are you crying like that? Somebody bother you? You tell me. I'll go fix them. Your husband?
We don't even have enough to eat at home, but he has to go gambling.
Let's go and take a look. See what's happening.
Come on. Place your bets, though. Let's have the last bet there. You've got to make the odds on that, huh? All right. Nice heart.
Let's take. That's a point good for me today.
15 over here, I'll take 20, 25. 7, 7, 7.
Look at this. Look at this.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Chips are ready. Get 20 out of chips. You want to take a problem?
Dice, dice, right on.
Here we go, then. Hold everything, everybody. Here we go. Watch this now.
Hey, Mar. Hey, Mar. You lost?
Yeah. Everything.
At this table? Let's take a look.
I'll take some. Last bets. Come on. There we go. Oh, Banco wins.
All right, sir. I'm all over winning right here.
You can't win. Gamble.
What? Look, you still want to play?
What? Load the dice!
Hey, come on, cool it. Cool it, man. You wanted to play. They didn't force you. Come on.
We want our money back! Come on, we want our money back! Go back alone! Come on. Cheating again. Load
it, hey! Where's my money?
Let that be a lesson. In future, you don't gamble. Here's a few $100 to tide you over. Pay me back later. No particular hurry. But remember now, no more gambling, huh?
Thank you.
Go
Thank
on
you.
Home.
Thank you.
It's just a small place, and the work's quite hard, too. But still, the pay isn't bad. But if you can stick it out for 5 years, you could save quite a lot. Enough to start up your own business here, in a small way.
Hey, you!
All right, keep out of this. These fellas are out looking for trouble, but I'll handle them.
All right, you! You're gonna get a lesson. We're gonna teach you to mind your own business.
Yeah? Just the six of you? Well, it's your funeral. Try it on. You know, You fight pretty good.
I promise not to, though. And my mother gave me this, so I'd remember my promise. Nothing better than a good fight. And if you don't watch it, you might get dragged in with him.
I won't. I promised Ma. I gave her my word. So, don't you worry.
Good. I'll be going then. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Bye, Uncle.
What's wrong? Why don't you speak? I like to make friends. There's no reason to be shy. I'm not going to harm you.
Hey, why don't you answer? I'm talking to you. Tell me where you live. Stop playing so hard again, will you?
Let go!
Not until you talk to me.
No. Cousin Jane! Cousin Jane! Help!
Better go.
Hey, you there.
Come to work?
Yeah. See the foreman first and check in.
Which one is he?
The one standing over there.
Come on, move.
The fat one. See? With a beard and a pigtail, huh?
What do you want? Who are you?
My name's Cheng. Cheng Chawang.
Are you the fellow that you brought along to see the manager yesterday morning, huh? You should get here on time. You understand that?
Yeah.
We'll get to work now. There's lots to do. Don't just stand there. Be careful of that. Get it moving. Hey? Don't just stand there. All right, what's wrong? Want the job?
What do I do?
Go and help them. Go on.
Stubby clown! He broke the chute!
Well, he's new here. He just arrived. There wasn't any need to hit him. Why'd you do it?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
All right! Get back to work, all of you!
Come on. Just forget about it. It's all right now.
Hey, food's up.
Okay.
Good.
Wait, though. Wong and Cheng aren't here.
Yeah, that's right now.
They both got called to stay behind after work to see the manager.
See the manager?
Yeah.
What for?
No idea.
All right, save something for them.
Yeah.
Hey, pass it here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
I asked you to come here mainly so I could give you something. This is for you. It's $2,000.
For us?
Why for us?
Don't you want to have it? Don't tell me that you don't need the money. After all, you don't earn much here. Now, early this morning, you found something. Something hidden in the ice.
Yes.
It was drugs.
Huh? Drugs?
Sure. Selling ice doesn't make much money. Selling drugs does. That is, done on a large scale, it does.
Oh.
What I'm proposing, then, is that you come in with us. That way, we can feel safe about you, and you can make some money.
No, thanks. I don't think we're interested. We're country boys. We don't understand these things. We'd probably mess it all up for you.
Well, I thought I'd make the offer. But what about the money?
No, thanks. I guess we won't take it.
That's all right.
可是你们不能到处乱说。
Of course. I swear. Not a word.
好，那我相信你们。厂长，我们回去了。哎，好。
Good night.
Good night. Goodbye.
And Chung come yet?
Not yet. Get to work.
Right.
Listen, what happened to Wong and Chung last night?
Don't ask me.
Well, all right then. Why'd the manager want them?
How should I know?
Manager in?
In back.
Hey, boss.
Do you have any idea what's happened to our Wong and our Chung? They didn't come home last night.
Eh? Why do you think I should know? Nothing to do with me.
But you sent for them, though. They came to see you yesterday evening.
Oh, the boss called me on the phone yesterday. Told me to send them up to his place.
Up to his place? What for?
I haven't any idea.
That's strange. There's something wrong.
Well, you can go up to the boss's place yourself if you like.
First, old man Wong disappears, and nobody knows what happened. And now these two,
Look, just wait a minute. Old Wong, he didn't disappear. He said he was going to look for a wife.
I know that.
Well, all right. Get back to work. You'll see. They'll both turn up here later.
Hey, what did he say?
He said that the boss asked them up to his place and that they'd be back soon. If they don't, I'll go up there myself.
Alone?
Why not?
I'll go too.
Good.
Move over. Watch me.
All right.
Come on, then. Ready?
See that? That's how to do it. You're not quite fast enough. You'll just have to practice. Good. Well, you see how I did it? Just speed.
Hey, Dad, let me have $2,000.
Are you out of money again?
Dad, I reckon I deserve $2,000 from you. You're always looking around for new women, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I found a good one for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's tall and pretty, and she's educated besides. Not like those dumb broads that you always get.
That's
2,000块钱包你查出来。
Well, all right then.
就会敲你爹的主干，拿来。哎，嘿。Hey,
boss. There's two workmen to see you.
I'll see them in my study.
Right.
Hey, you fellas, have yourselves a rest.
Yeah, see you,
thanks. Okay. See you soon. You, come on.
Evening.
You wait outside.
Sure.
Now, what can I do for you two?
Two of our workmates, Wong and Cheng, came to see you last night.
Yeah, that's right. They did. Our Cheng and our Wong.
平时工作很勤力，我叫他们来奖励奖励他们，以后我要重用他们。他们到现在都没有回来，你知道吗？知道，我已经报案了。 警察局会把他们送回来的啊！上次老王失踪，你也说报了案，到现在一个多月了。Go
and still no sign.
What can I do though? They could be anywhere. Gamble, eat, drink, fight, sleep. They live for that. God knows where they are now. I gave them some cash. What else can I say? They happen to have a little bit of money in their pockets now and gone to spend it.
They wouldn't just go off like that. I know those fellas.
Why are you so head up? Now, let's accept they've gone. No word, no sign. Is it all that important to you? After all, it's not as though they're your relatives, is it? So be a little smart. You don't make too much fuss about them, and I'll see that you don't regret it.
I don't understand.
Then I'll spell it out clearly. If you stop meddling, then I'll see you come into a lot of money.
Money? Oh, I see. Something's happened to them.
Huh? I didn't say that.
Come on! Tell me where they are, or I'll go to the police.
You do what you want. Go to the police. You've no evidence.
We'll see what the police have to say about that when they hear my story.
You try it.
I'm going to them right now.
It's past midnight.
Oh.
Time for bed.
Hassan!
Yeah?
Come on. Lock up.
Hurry up.
No sign of anyone out there.
All right, come on. Get a bed. Huh?
Come on.
Don't worry. They'll be back tomorrow. Go to bed.
Something's happened to them. We better start looking. Now, John, know where the pier is?
Yeah.
Well, just across from the pier, there's a shop. Seal sometimes plays chess there. Ask whether they've seen him.
Right.
Hassan.
Yeah.
You go down to the casino, check around, see if there's any sign of anything suspicious there.
Right.
Hurry. I'll inquire around the town. Go up to Mars' place. Ask him to check up with his friends.
Right?
Okay. Xiaomei, you better stay here today. If they should turn up here, send word to the factory.
Have you seen anything of Xu recently?
Xu Qian?
Yeah.
No, not for some time.
Tell me, has Xu been passed recently?
Which one is that?
Big fellow. The one who was in a fight here. Have Xu and Pei turned up yet?
No, not yet. Everybody's waiting for them.
What now?
Tell the manager to call the boss. See if he's got any idea where they got to.
I called the boss, just finished speaking to him.
What'd he say? That's right, what'd the boss tell you?
Any idea where they went to, huh?
The boss says they stayed a while, then they left. He says he's no idea where they went to. As far as the other two are concerned, the boss says he's already reported to the police. They're investigating the matter now.
Stop kidding us! They went up to his place last night, and they didn't come back. He must know where they've gone.
Right! Mm. He must know where they went to.
Sure.
Where are they then? Come on! Hey.
Now, come on. You're being unreasonable. Those two could have gone anywhere. They found a woman or went off gambling. They've both gone to Bangkok, on the town. I'll bet you.
You're lying. You know damn well that they wouldn't do that.
And if they did go off, they'd have told us first. They wouldn't leave like that.
You tell the boss we want to see them here on soon, too.
Yeah, yeah, you tell them. We want to see them. Get right here.
Come on.
Come on.
There's no point in going on at me. I haven't the faintest idea where they are.
Well, unless we see them back here pretty soon,
we're just not going
to...
Hang on.
Now get back. We're not going back to work unless our friends get here. We'll go on strike.
Yeah, let's go. Now get to work. Now.
You cut that out. I won't work. Why are you being?
Hey, boss, we got trouble.
I think I've had about enough of you.
If you really want to have a fight, then I'll oblige. Well, come on.
Hey, he really knows how to fight, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Keeping you. Get out!
Yeah!
Come to my office, right away.
Hey, 不对呀, 厂长把朝安叫去,这是什么意思啊?
他会不会难为他?
各位兄弟, 厂长要是难为朝安, 咱们就给他拼了。
走，我们要不要上去看看去？不要了，我看他不敢把朝安怎么样啊！咱们现在这坐定，
行，开始，行了。
Cheng Chao-An can be our leader.
He'll stop them messing us around.
Yeah.
Well, go on. What's all this about, then?
Oh, don't you know? Ching Chang Han's the foreman now. He's just been promoted.
Oh. tell me, though, how did all this come about?
You could say we had some industrial unrest.
Industrial unrest? Yes. I'm pretty sure you're kidding me. What really happened?
You see, we had some trouble with our foreman. He hit me right in the face and started off a big fight. Everyone was in it. A real big battle. It was terrible. And some thugs joined in. And they were real tough fellas. A bunch of real thugs. With knives, with pipes, and chains. And thumped us and bashed us and kicked us. It was terrible. Just terrible. And then Chang just stepped in and beat the lot. And so afterwards, the manager decided to promote him.
But why did you fight the foreman?
Well, we wouldn't work. So he tried to make us work. He hit me. Then it all started.
Wouldn't work? But why?
Because of Sue. We said that we wouldn't work until Sue and the others came back.
And what's happening then about Sue? Where is he?
Talk to the manager tomorrow. One way or another, we'll get Sue back. I swear I will. Well, he says he's been to the police. But if they're not back by the evening, then you and me will go to the police.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Right?
Now, Ching Chao Han has gone along to the police station. He hasn't come back yet. I think we ought to wait for him before we eat. Wait a while, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Sit down, sit down.
Thanks.
I'm afraid the boss can't come.
Oh?
It's too bad. You see, he's dining with the chief of police.
Oh, is there any news of Xu yet?
No, not yet. But the chief of police here is a good friend of the boss. So then, he'll do all that he can. Don't you worry. They'll find him in no time. Right. Let's drink up, eh? Come on.
Hey, boss.
Hmm?
They're here.
Oh, do come in. do sit down. Yes, that's right. Good. Now then, let's introduce you. This pretty young lady's name is Miss Wu Man.
How do you do?
And this is Miss Ting.
Hello.
And this is Rose.
I do.
And this is our new foreman, Mr. Ching Chao Han. Thanks.
Now then.
Yeah?
Let's drink to us all now.
Right. Drink up.
Mr. Cheng, let's drink to you. Here's to you, and to your very good health.
Well done. Well done there. You sure can drink. I'm glad you were able to come here tonight. Now we can get to know each other. Get to be friends. Ah, yes. You've got a great future with us. A real big future.
Thank you.
Right. Drink up. Yeah, drink up.
Cheers.
Come on, let's eat now.
One, two, three!
Terrific, terrific! I can do much better.
Still waiting. Go to bed. You'll catch cold.
Oh, I can't. I'm scared.
Scared?
Think about it. Five people disappeared already. Now, Cheng, where is he?
Ah, you stop worrying. He can take care of himself. You'll be sure of that.
I can't help it.
Now, stop crying. I know that you're fond of him, but he is a stranger. We don't know very much about him. Forget about it. When he comes back, he'll tell us where he's been.
Thank you.
Where could he have got to? It beats me.
I don't know.
Hey, he's here. Chawa.
Yeah.
Why didn't you come back home last night?
We waited.
Sorry.
We worried about you. Did you go to the police?
The police?
Yeah.
Didn't go.
Didn't go? But why?
Why didn't you go?
You see, manager asked me to dinner.
Dinner? Oh, he asked you to dinner, so you forget about you.
Well,
yeah, you forget about the fella who got you in here.
Hmm. Now, listen,
hey, you
to
make
me
sick. Yeah, having dinner with a manager, yeah.
I... Start work.
Huh?
Start work now.
Get him. He has one dinner with a works manager, and he's all puffed up. Well, I'm not impressed. I work for my living. Huh. Well, go on then. Go and tell the manager and fire us, huh?
Sir. Yeah.
Sir.
Who is it?
Cheng Chuan.
What is it?
There's still no news about you. And the men, they're acting up. I'd like to see the boss.
All right. I'll tell him that you're coming. Right after work. You go see him.
Hmm. Oh. Yes, I see. Hey, son.
Hmm?
干嘛？冰场里有个工头，为了工友失踪，来找我。我看我们要做一台戏。做戏？
哎，你是干什么的？冰场里的工头。你叫什么名字？郑朝安。哦。
Come on in.
Evening. Now then, you must be the new foreman.
That's right.
Yes. The manager told me that you'd be coming. Do come in. Do come in. I know why you've come. It's this strange business about Xu Qian, isn't it? It's almost peculiar. It affects me, too. It's causing me a great deal of trouble, you know.
How come?
I've been pretty successful here. Very successful. And success always breeds enemies. And my enemies are using this business to attack me. I've no doubt you'll hear plenty of rumors about me. Ah, I'm sure you have. Don't believe them. I treat my workers extremely well. I regard them as my family. I really take care of them. Look after them. I help them whenever I'm able to, and I give them good advice. So what more can I do for them, huh? Listen, I like you. I'm sure that you're capable. You can go a long way. You'll have a big future with us.
Well, thank you. But about Sue?
Don't worry. I've told the police. I've no doubt whatsoever they'll soon find him.
Dad?
We've been checking everywhere. No trace of them.
Fool! Can't you do anything properly? I give you a simple job to do, and you can't even do that.
Dad, I did my best.
Well, that's no excuse. Get going. You look till you find them.
Excuse me. I'll go now.
Of course. You tell the men they're not to worry. I'll do all that's possible to locate their friends for them.
Good. Goodbye.
Well, we got away with it for the moment. But we're going to have to be more careful at the factory. No more mistakes now. And keep a close watch on him. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Dad, come here. I found out where that girl lives. I can get her.
Oh.
So, do you want her?
Yeah. See if you can bring her up tonight. Huh? I'm just feeling in the mood for something real nice and young.
Had your dinner yet?
Thank you.
I see. The boss. He didn't ask you to stay then.
No.
What did he say? That he'd reported it to the police and that he was doing all that he could to find them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. Having to eat cold food must be real hard. Times must be tough. A foreman. Reduced to eating scraps when he's been used to much better things, too.
Now, come on.
Huh?
Why did you do that?
I don't like him, and you shouldn't either.
Guess she's right. Huh? Tell you what, just let him stay here.
All right. But as soon as Hugh gets back here, we'll throw him right out. That understood?
Okay.
Coon's not a bad fellow. Just a bit impulsive. So don't be mad.
I'm not mad at him. They just don't understand. That's the trouble.
But they will. Just give them time. It'll be all right.
I'm going to the factory.
See me? Well, come in and sit down a while. Right? Go on.
Anyway, I was telling this chap. Anyway.
You look as though you've got some sort of problem.
Some fellows have disappeared from the factory. Can't find a trace of them.
Listen, you just watch out for yourself. That boss of yours is a real swine.
Mm-hmm.
You think, how much money can an ice factory make? And you've seen the way that he lives, haven't you?
Go on, then.
They hide something in the ice.
How do you know?
I used to be his girlfriend for a while. Look. He did this.
Thank you.
an idea you'd come snooping around here.
Now I know the answers.
Doesn't worry me. So you know. So what? Because you aren't going anywhere.
Chomei! Chomei! Chomei!
My mother, I'd keep out of trouble. I tried to do it too. But now I'm really in a hell of a mess. What can I do? If I had any sense, I'd get out of here. If anything happened to me, who'd take care of Ma? She needs somebody now. She's over 70, but I can't just walk away from this. Just can't do that. I can't. Coon, Seal, the whole lot wiped out. In their beds. Not a chance. Those swine. Those murdering swine. Even the young kid as well. All killed in their sleep and stuck up like so many pigs.
My son hasn't come back. You all go down to the factory and see if you can locate him. Hurry.
Yeah.
Just you keep out of my way. Go on. I told you to get out of my way. Go!
Fighting out there. They won't notice you. Quick, get away.
Oh, why are you helping me?
Never mind that. Just get out of here, and quickly.
Yes, yes.